you, Your Honor. Custody occurred early in this case, and the trial court credited defendant's mother's testimony on that point. His mother testified that she went to the hospital after learning that her son had been shot, but she was not permitted to see him until after he was discharged about 2 hours later. At that point, a Newark police officer advised her that defendant would be required to go to the police station. Defendant was transported there by the police. Now, here's a quote from the court's credibility determination. This is 4T, page 5. I find that Ms. Yassine, who is defendant's mother's testimony, for the most part corroborated the testimony of Detective Johnson as to the relevant material facts. For instance, she testified as to the defendant's injuries. She also testified that she followed the defendant and the police officer first to Newark Police Department, later on to the Essex County Prosecutor's Office, where defendant gave a statement to police while she and defendant's father waited in another room. So to Justice Albin's point, not only was she not contradicted, but she was in fact credited on that point. I think that's plenty enough to find custody on these facts. Just one other brief point. I'd want to push back on Mr. Murawski's argument that the questioning wasn't accusatory. So I don't think it matters, right, because it's an objective standard that controls. But to give a counterexample anyway, the questioning about the cell phone comes to mind. This was significant because Detective Johnson knew that three cell phones were found inside the cafe. They were unknown cell phones, and they were thought to be potentially evidential. Defendant was asked questions about his cell phone, what phone he had texted his girlfriend on, where the phone was at that moment, what name was registered with the phone, who was the person who had the phone, to physically describe the phone, where he had left the phone. On three different occasions, he was asked during that interview, what was the phone number, whether he had used the text feature. I suggest to this court that those questions had little, if any, relevance to his status as a victim, and in fact was trying to connect him to the scene. I don't think that really matters because the focus has to be an objective focus, but I just wanted to push back on Mr. Murawski's suggestion that the questioning wasn't, in fact, accusatory. That's all, Your Honor.
Thank you. Thank you to all counsel. We'll take the matter under advisement.